All right, talking with Morgan Hansen, commercial agronomist with Micogen Seed. And Morgan, you cover a big swath of area ranging from northeast North Dakota to northwest Minnesota, and farmers have been busy in those fields with a small window of harvest opportunity to try and get anything they can out of the field. So what sort of harvest activity has been occurring in your coverage area?
Harvest has definitely been challenging this year with the cool, wet weather. You know, we've gotten a lot of, you know, some wheat off, canola off, some driving started to, and then we got some rain last week that set us back. But the past couple days, we were definitely lucky enough to have some warmer temps and sunshine and a breeze to dry things off. So that really helped guys get going. I know that there were soybeans getting taken off, canola taken off. Past 2 days and then well into last night, I think this weather has definitely been pushing guys just to get as much off as they can.
So I know a lot of soybean harvest going on in particular, and what sort of a soybean crop are we working with? I know variable has been the word of choice this season.
Yeah, that would be a very good word. I think it really depends, you know, guys, you know, in the Devil's Lake area, we were lucky enough to get in a decent time. You know, looking at our plots that were entered in different planting dates, they just vary so much. So I know that up here, we definitely have a lot more soybeans, like the earlier maturities that we're able to probably finish versus, you know, further south when you get, when guys pushed a little bit later maturity, they're not going to be as far along. So there's going to be quite a difference in that on the soybean side.
Were there any problems throughout the growing season that may be attributed to the end product that we're dealing with now with the soybeans?
Yeah, we had in certain areas a lot of white mold set in. So that is something that will affect the yield on a lot of the areas that were affected by that.
And let's talk corn to you, Morgan. That has really been the talk the last month, and surprisingly, from what we're hearing along the countryside, a lot more corn than we initially thought is either close to maturity or has already reached maturity. What are you hearing and seeing out there?
Pretty much the same thing. I'm actually surprised in how much corn has actually came along. I had, you know, meetings in August, and it was a lot more worrisome than what I'm hearing right now. So that's promising. I like to hear that because for a while it wasn't sounding very good. But, you know, again, with the planting dates and pushing your maturities, if you're a guy who had a later planting date and didn't push your maturities, then you're going to see, that's where you're going to see some of the issues. But I think most people, you know, were in later, but either switched maturities or ended up okay. But I know up in this area and the northern valley area, they seem more relieved that it is going to finish up more of what they would like it to be.
And so maybe the true test of corn will come after this system moves through, as when we start to talk feet of snow on top of this corn, we got to be watching for that stock integrity. It's been sitting in soggy soils all fall long. So where do farmers start when they start to prioritize their harvest with an event like this on already wet conditions?
Yeah, so the past couple of weeks, that's what I've been going out, you know, Crookston, Warren, Carrington, different plots to look at how the stocks are handling it right now. And yes, it is very wet. It's very hard to walk down some of the rows without, you know, your muck boots get so big, full of mud. So it is hard. There is definitely going to be some some stocks that are going to be broken down. You're going to have to watch your cob, see if you can pick that up. But I think moving forward, growers are going to have to, you know, go out and evaluate what is standing, how well it's standing, just kind of take notes. And that's what I'm going to do, especially after the system moves through, is to see how well certain hybrids are standing and taking the wet and cool weather.
And what about for some of the other crops that are left in the field, like the soybeans? Is that just more of a harvestability issue of getting into those fields, or are there any concerns there? Obviously, we don't want those soybeans, you know, the pod integrity to go down or for them to be flattened either.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, that's, I think the biggest issue is going to determine how much snow we get to get into those fields. I know with the drybeans and canola, we're going to have to worry about pod shatter, sprouting, those issues. So there are some issues, but I think the biggest thing is going to be, you know, how much snow we get, how much moisture we get, how wet it's going to be, the temperatures. You know, if it's not going to freeze, we're still not going to be able to get in there, even if we do get little amounts of snow. So there's a lot of variables that come to play with this system and moving forward. So again, we're just going to have to reevaluate after the system to see if we can get into some of these fields. It does. You know, soybeans, I think the sustainability will be fine. I think certain hybrids can take it a little bit better, but it's going to be the amount of snow if we can pick them up or not.
So, Morgan, as we wrap up our conversation, anything else we need to touch on? I know from the mycogen or just any sort of retailer or agronomy standpoint in the world, you're trying to think about next year, but farmers are definitely still stuck on this year. But any final pieces of advice that you can leave us with?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to think about planning for 2020 when we have a lot of crop out still. But if you have any questions or concerns about what you had this year, or you have concerns this year that you want to improve for next year, if you want more tolerant white mold soybeans or more tolerant hybrid for corn on Gossens Will, definitely reach out to your local retailer or your mycogen agronomist to go over those concerns, and they can definitely help you out with that. So we have more information on mycogen.com too as well. So you can get a hold of me or your local retailer or go on there.